y'all, and welcome to another episode of Mitch Wonders coming to you live from Austin, Texas. You ever wonder about that keto diet that we've been hearing a lot about? I did, and to save you a little trouble in case you're thinking about it too, I actually went on it for the month of February, went to my doctor and got the test results, and I'm ready to share them with you. And we're also going to bring in our fitness guru, Mook, to kind of chime in on a discussion. So sit back, relax, and we will hammer out the keto diet.
Personal experience.
Well, gentlemen, pardon. I mean, I know it's a stretch, but gentlemen, good afternoon to you. And welcome to the keto episode, the keto diet episode.
Good
All
afternoon,
right. Good
Mitch.
afternoon, Mitch.
Good to see you.
Hey, so good to see you guys. I should have led with that. It's good to see you guys too. But I think we've got a lot to talk about today. And DT, I'm glad we could engage the Mitch Wonders podcast fitness guru Mook is in the house. Always good to have you, Mook.
Good to be here, sir. I will contribute nothingness to this conversation, but I'll do my best.
Well, I got to say, because I honestly have been, because for me, it's like, I feel like these diets are like politics. You know, everybody's got an opinion and something's right for somebody, not right. Just give me something. And I want something I know will work. So I actually took one for the team on this. I want you guys to know how committed I am to this podcast. So at the beginning of last month and for the entire month, I not only did I stop taking all my supplements, because there's a few I take, and I went on the keto diet. I committed to it, and I also had a yearly physical at the end of the month and a blood test. So I'm deeply into this one.
Nice.
Yeah.
Blood work's the key.
Well played. I'm no expert on it, but I had done the keto diet before, probably 10 or 12 years ago, and had Dr. Atkins' book and a few others about it, and was very strict about it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because I was also confused, because it's something really close to it. And Mook, I don't know if you heard about, there's a paleo and a keto. I know they're pretty close,
Yeah, they're
but
very similar.
I think on paleo, it's they allow carbs where
Cycling.
keto does not,
Right. Paleo allows a little bit.
well, paleo allows it from whole grains, but paleo conversely doesn't allow dairy where keto does, as long as it's not like sweetened dairy.
Right.
A big old glass of chocolate milk comes to mind.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, but I'll tell you the restricting on keto for carbs is 50 grams a day. And I don't know if you guys know, but that's two tortillas. That's
Yeah,
two flour tortillas. That's
that's
tight.
What's that in ounces for those of us who don't live in some place where we ever knew what a gram of anything looks like?
That's true.
Oh, I hope you're baiting us because you've got the information, because I sure as
Yeah,
hell don't.
I
sure
no, I
don't.
don't. Every time something's in the freaking metric system, I have to convert it into, I have to, ask Google or whatever what that is. So I
Well, I
think
think from back in the day, 7 grams is a quarter of an
that's one
ounce. I
way.
don't know.
That's the one thing our founders sure they bungled that in their
Oh, yeah.
desperate need to be petty towards Great Britain. We're not using that whole fucking system. It makes sense. We're going to start this one.
Yeah, so
I
I
remember
never
when
know when I've gone a kilometer or when I've, whatever their other Mickey Mouse rules.
No.
That's
No, I was working with an EU compatriot this week, and we're talking about, the date on the calendar when a certain event's going to happen. He's like, "Well, it's in the 36th week." I'm like, "Well, I forgot they did that shit too." It's like, "Okay, so why don't you just say September?"
I didn't ask your baby's age, and you're going to tell me like every mother does in weeks until they're about four. Oh, he's
And
78 weeks.
also, I mean, I don't want to cut you guys off on a tangent because I know you go on forever, but I know, I mean, first of all, I was surprised to find out, we should go on, disclaimer, first of all, we're just curious about this diet. And at the end, we'll go through a few people who should not even try it. So I'm not
Right.
saying you should do
None of
it.
us are
Neither is Mook or
nutritionists.
DT. No, this
Yeah.
is not meant to be advice to anyone.
Yeah. We're basically three happy idiots talking about this on, and actually I'm comfortable with that, to tell you the truth. But I was again curious to find out that the keto diet is over 100 years old. it wasn't, you know, meant for losing weight. It was meant, it was designed for epileptics.
Well, it worked when I was on it. I never had, you know, I never threw a fit.
I do sometimes when I think about, like, I want to go breakfast tortillas.
What was the word you just used? You said it was developed 100 years ago. It was invented. What was the word you used?
It was developed to treat epilepsy.
Developed. But see, I have a problem with that. It's like, because this is literally how our earliest ancestors ate. They eat fucking high fat, high protein meat, and they didn't eat a bunch of grains and carbs. So
you make a good point there. On one hand, it's not high protein, but it is high fat. Because keto is not high protein.
No, it's just low carb, essentially. And they don't mind the high fats.
Well, they want you to get high fats. Your body comes to burn fat instead of glycogen and fat. They want you to burn fat and thereby lean you out and make you healthier.
Everything we've ever been told about eating fats has been wrong until now. Fats are actually pretty healthy.
A lot of stock in. So a lot of it depends what kind of outcome you're looking for with any kind of diet, right?
And again, that's like politics.
You're doing it because your insulin levels are messed up. So the keto diet's very good for that. Right? You switch over.
It's a very good.
Like I did it. I cut out the breads, the potatoes, the pastas, and I started putting Splenda in my iced tea or whatever instead of sugar and stuff like that. But the outcome I was looking for was for weight loss.
Just drop pounds.
To drop some pounds, some fat pounds. So
it's common though early in the keto diet to lose between 2 and 8 pounds, and that's wheelhouse for me because I lost about 5 accidentally. I wasn't trying, but hey, I'll take.
I've never known anybody that started it that didn't lose weight ever. They all
I probably lost 30 pounds on it initially. Ooh, sticking to it.
How
for
did you feel?
Were you low on energy? I never noticed any. So I can go a long period of time without eating bread. I normally don't buy bread too often. Skipping the potato chips and like that.
That's easy.
The logic. And for one, I can't control how many of any of those I eat. A serving is whatever size container it comes in.
Yes.
So
yes.
A big bag of Fritos is a serving. Yes. A small bag of Fritos is a serving. Corn chips.
Luke, you're the fitness expert. Quit agreeing with him.
He's correct.
So my difficulty with weight gain or weight loss is hardwired personality problem, not a nutrition problem or whatever. So currently for a year and a plus, I've been on more healthy eating. So I try to eat lean proteins. And if I get fat, I try to get it from maybe a handful of walnuts or tuna, a healthy fish.
Right. So, like a salmon and stuff like that.
Pretty good name for
I can't stand salmon, but whatever. Tuna, mahi-mahi, whatever. But I quit eating a lot of fried stuff. Just, I think, age-related lack of interest in it. I don't go to McDonald's and get an order of fries and a Big Mac and a bunch of crap. I never do that anymore, and it's not because of my weight. I don't care if I lost 60 pounds. I just don't – I'm not feeling it.
No, I got you. I had actually a few nights ago out of just spur of the moment, no food at home and needed some quick dinner, and I was disgusted. The minute I finished eating it, it just felt gross. It tasted gross. I'm like, why do I don't want this anymore.
You feel heavy and slowed down when you eat that, I think. Mm-hmm.
Eat what? 100%. Did I miss it?
Pardon?
Huh? You eat what? I didn't hear what you
I had
what you
McDonald's
eat that
drive through a few nights back.
Oh, okay.
And it was disgusting. I was like, why did I eat that? The minute I finished it, I was just grossed out.
Keto, like I said, I wasn't going. I'm just looking for, honestly, I'm looking for the best damn diet out there. You know, I want to live forever. I'm seeing positive results. You know, like DT mentioned, like some of the things that keto is good for. Yeah, if you're borderline diabetic, like even the doctor told me this time, she's like, hey, she didn't say watch your ass because number one, she wouldn't say that. Number two, she's super cute because that helps. But it does. I like it when my physicians are attractive. but she also said, hey, you've got some potential for like diabetes. So let's take a look in 6 months. So I'm going to come back. I'm going to keep focusing on it, but I'm going to keep trying this diet. You know, the weight, I don't think I need to lose much more weight. I lose much more weight. I look too damn skinny. And it gets windy down here sometimes in Texas. I don't want to blow away. But I think the hardest thing they're saying about staying on the keto diet, and DT, you were on it for a full year, is the boredom. It's the menu is kind of boring.
Because there's not much variety, I'm guessing.
Yeah, any. So I'm a creature of habit. Before, that worked out real well for me because I used to have 3 eggs and some bacon like every day for breakfast.
Hell yeah. I'm with him. Now I'm tracking.
But I mean, you can kind of live off your youth. You know, Keith Richards did it with his substances. You know, so it didn't really matter what you eat a lot of times in your 30s and 40s.
And he's 211 years old and still playing.
For some people, it doesn't anyway. I mean, I'm not. And so nobody could be more shocked with health outcomes from the way I ate than me when I told this story on here before. I didn't go to the doctor for a physical. I went like 1977 to get into high school. And then I went 2 years ago. And
holy shit.
So
I've heard that before. I'm sorry. I used the bad
word. I'm shocked that, you know, my blood work is excellent. My cholesterol is low. You know, now, you know, my weight got up there and it's still, I'm a large person, but both of you are too. When you see those numbers in a chart that says, you know, if you're this height, you should be 164 pounds. Those are nuts.
Don't get us talking about that.
Yeah, those things hockey. You're getting under my skin if you get onto that antiquated thing.
Yeah, so my BMI right? is way up, is real high. I've got a gut, but I weighed 255 this morning. I'm 6'1". But I'm not, you know, grossly obese like it would indicate on the BMI chart.
Oh yeah, so
I am too.
A doctor told me I was obese before he even came in the room to see me. Just on the
You know, my body fat is like, you know, worse than a woman athlete. I'm not down in the, you know, 15% body fat or whatever.
Well, very few people are.
Right. But
I think, you know, to get back to the keto thing, it's I think the focus, like you keep saying, is like that meal you just described is ideal keto breakfast, you know, heavy on the fats. And the eggs are good fats. You know, there's good fats like butter. Yogurt, olives, you know what the good fats are.
And can I
that
tell
they say
you,
that you can have.
Right, but can I tell you how far behind that the medical profession is on this? Obviously, with the situation I went through the last 6 months with my heart surgery, and they legitimately are so far behind the times on that, they would not let me order eggs in the hospital to eat. No, you can't have those. And I'm like, well, then you guys need to start reading up on your nutrition. I know you're a medical doctor, but you don't know shit about what you're talking about eating. Wouldn't let me have eggs. Wouldn't let me have peanut butter. All kinds of stuff that's got good, healthy stuff in it.
DT, I don't know about you, but when he starts getting ready to throw down, being the
vein in his head about rupture.
I get so fired up because I know he's a fitness guru, and it's like, okay, hang on, y'all, here it comes. I get it. But at the end, I mean, I'll give you a summary at the end. There's another opinion of a very learned individual from a respected university. Oh, and by the way, all these facts about keto that I'm giving you, I should get a shout out because this comes from, and I swear it's just the first one I pulled up, Texas Family Fitness. There you go.
Nice.
On their homepage. I know. But there are some supplements. I don't want to talk about Atkins because I have no idea. But
he really pushed wrote the several books and pushed the Atkins diet. It's the keto diet. So he wanted to make some money.
They're not the same.
People just on all those, any diet, they just hit the little highlights. So that keto diet, though, it's not just you're eating bacon and eggs.
Right. You
know, 3 squares a day or pork chops layered in fat.
You got eating greens and stuff.
Get down to the minutia. It'll tell you to eat healthy fats. It, you know, you're not supposed to take in 2 pounds of fat a day, you know, like,
right.
No.
So people just catch the little parts they want. So, you know what? It doesn't say you can't have broccoli and asparagus and cauliflower. I mean, those things all taste terrible, and I eat them almost every day.
I love them.
I've grown to like asparagus a lot.
Yeah, me too. You put some butter on it, all of them. They're good, you know, a nice healthy butter. Were you guys raised on lard? I mean, or on margarine, I'm sorry, or any of that crap?
Yeah.
No, my grandmother especially, she had full-on Crisco and butter in the house.
No,
margarine. Yeah, I didn't know that I wasn't eating. I may have never had butter till I was buying it myself because we always had Oleo or something like that made in a lab. Terrible for you. Oleos. Yeah, I mean, the heart disease in the U.S. compared to, like, France where people eat butter and full-fat cream and fat cheeses, stuff like that. So I would say a good diet, you don't have to be learned as, you know, a nutritionist or something. Portion size, the machine, take in less calories than you burn if you want to lose weight. If you want to gain weight, take in more calories than you burn. So I don't know. The keto thing, I couldn't stick with it because of labor boredom or diet boredom or whatever. Convenient. When you're working a lot of times, we all do that. Probably you don't have time to eat healthy a lot of times. I mean, do you two run into that?
Well, that's 100% because lunch, just the term lunch, especially for working people, was almost based on the sandwich. And it's like, I really do like to eat less bread, but it's like, I got to bring some food to work. It's 99% of the time I'm getting a sandwich or making a sandwich. It's just what it is. I wish there was.
Do you remember when the companies, the fast food places, were trying to do sort of a healthy keto diet things, and they were giving you a hamburger wrapped in a piece of lettuce and trying to eat that mess? And
KFC did the sandwich with the two chicken breasts as the buns.
Yeah, I used to get that.
I don't know that it was a keto approach.
McDonald's, like you said, a big burger patty wrapped up in lettuce. Or I've had
In-N-Out still does it. JJ still does it. You can get the whole thing wrapped in a lettuce. But I remember when they introduced that when I was working at a company in North Central Illinois, and they built a Jimmy John's like about a mile from our plant just because they knew people would come there, and they offered everybody like for $1 you could get that lettuce wrap. We probably ordered 3,000 of them. I don't think they saw us coming. But like you're talking with me, but the fat in the diet right now, they say ET and guys, the American diet is approximately 35% fat. And to be actually at a point of ketosis, like you just burn fat, you need to get 75%. So that's kind of the approach of keto is to get that fat content up so you can start burning. And you can just saying that you guys can understand that's probably not healthy.
Well, that's what I want to understand. This one thing you're telling me about keto that I don't think I've heard, they encourage high fat. Like that's actually encouraged.
That's the premise. That's the approach.
So if I'm
the keto diet, I give you a quick summary. It's low carb, high fat diet with moderate levels of protein. And while it seems restrictive, it can yield impressive results in the short term.
Correct. That I guess I understood. But so if I decided to go that route and I ate leaner meats instead of the high fat, that wouldn't even be considered keto at that point, or I wouldn't reach a state of ketosis if I wasn't eating enough fats.
Right.
So
I actually bought
the test strips like for checking the swimming pool, and you would urinate on these test strips and it tells you if you're in ketosis or not.
Well, right. So that's what I'm saying. If I didn't eat enough fat, would I ever get there?
So I don't know if you two have done that or if you've done that, Mitch, get the strips that you can get and check to see if your body's really in ketosis or not. Otherwise, you just may be, you know, losing weight and having better numbers because anytime you probably restrict your diet to and follow and pay attention to it more and log it, you're probably going to have some sort of better result, whether it's paleo or Mediterranean or ketosis or whatever. Because most of the time our weight gains are from not paying attention and you're zoning out and you're eating just out of boredom.
Let me give you this because we're running kind of long right now. I want to make sure we touch base on, and this guy, I don't know what his full name is because this is out of Newsweek. And for some reason, I still trust Newsweek, but this is from Christopher Gardner, Rohrberg Farquhar Professor of Medicine. I don't know if that's his full damn name or if that's a title or whatever, but,
well, all right.
But the professor of medicine at Stanford University, he sums it up but like this. I do not recommend this diet. It went longer. I could explain it, but he says, I do not recommend it. It's a high saturated fat, low fiber diet, and it's consistent with raising cholesterol. But he all went on further just to say he studies, you know, the microbiomes and the benefits of dietary fiber. Because even my doctor said that the first year, because I did it for a year myself as well, DT. And I told my doctor about it. She's like, why are you doing that? And again, still cute. But she's like, you need carbohydrates for brain function, which explains a lot. But he said, you know, instead of
for brain function too.
Instead of ketosis or keto, his emphasis is on, you know, eliminating as much of the, you know, obviously the sugars. But according to national data, around 40% of the calories in the United States come from low quality carbs. So he's saying,
processed foods.
But in the end, DT, what he mentioned, like you just mentioned, he recommends the Mediterranean diet. It's full of flavor, not restrictive. It allows for some people to follow the pattern for longer periods of time, even a lifetime. So, I mean, we may touch base on that in another episode, but it is dangerous. Like he also mentioned, it was dangerous for people with a potential for disorders with eating or with a potential for heart disease to go on the keto diet. So, like we say, we're just throwing out some facts at you. We're discussing between it. By all means, we're not recommending it.
The Mediterranean diet, isn't that very similar to paleo?
I think it's something that's difficult. Like, you know, a lot of fish, a lot of oils, a lot of, you know, olive oils and olives and
which
like
are
walnuts
saturated.
And stuff.
We're back to that again. That's why that term is, it takes too much of a negative connotation with a lot of doctors. The whole saturated fats, they're not so horrible as they want to make you believe they are.
I like agree. But I also don't agree. Like you took a stance one time on almond butter. I prefer peanut over almond.
Well, my stance I hate it. It doesn't taste good to me. I can't speak to its nutritional value. I
just natural think peanut butter is pretty hideous, too. I remember having the Mr. Peanut when I was a kid. You loaded his head full of peanuts and cranked his arm, and he put out that kind of peanut butter. We're just used to it with all the sugar added to it.
Right.
Peter Pan or the Jiffy
I like it. I like making my own.
Yeah, what's not to like about that? But with any of that stuff, the highly processed stuff, so with time and expense, the poorer you are, usually you can't afford better quality. You know, having a diet high in fresh fruits and vegetables, it's expensive. I mean, freaking apples are like $2, $3 a pound now. And so, you load up on, you know, lower quality foods, but deep down, you know, like I said, if you probably come out of a garden or, like I said, if it's a healthier meat.
Your neighbor's garden.
Yeah, that works for me. I would prefer most of the time any more of my fish to be grilled than, you know. If I go down, you can eat fish fry during Lent. Probably two pieces is all I can eat because, you know, I don't want all the greasy just flavor-wise. But
isn't there some sort of fish fry going on at the Marseilles Lions Club today?
There's a lobster fest going on right now at a and it's like an outdoor and they got bands and stuff and I don't know
that's going on.
Keto, you can't drink. How's that going for you for keto?
Yeah, well, you can
alcohol,
do that.
Alcohol, sugars, stuff. All that kind
you
of stuff.
You got to straight martini, don't you? Or something?
Oh yeah, I mean, I've told people before. I mean, we'll talk diets if you want, but beer's off the table. I've done whatever your diet is. We're having it with beer. But by the way, so that's, I mean, I wanted to do a discussion on the keto. So I appreciate you guys, your inputs. I knew it would be interesting. It still is. I mean, I think I'm going to try that Mediterranean diet. But real quick, I wanted to throw everybody in with some quick shout outs because I was looking at the episodes today, just the downloads from our lowest, like 11% of our downloads comes from this one site. And even on that one site, we got Bonita Springs, Florida. We've got St. Francis, Washington. We've got Portsmouth, New Hampshire. We've got El Dorado Hills, California. We've got Westchester, Pennsylvania, Seattle, Washington, Bellingham, and of course, all my Austin
mates.
Seattle,
Sutton, Seattle, Washington.
Seattle, Washington.
All right.
Austin, Texas, Pflugerville, Round Rock, Round Rock, Dipping Strings, Brood. So just want to thank everybody around the country for it. I never thought we'd get to the point where people around the country would support us, and they're continuing to do so. And I was showing DT some stats earlier just from that one site, just a nice gradual uptick, and really appreciate everybody hanging out with us.
That's awesome. Good to hear.
Yeah, if some guys like us who aren't experts on any subject, I want to
reiterate that
we are not experts on any subject, but we're glad that you listen to us and let us run our mouths once in a while.
Yeah, you know, I appreciate it, like I said, but don't mistake it for any sort of advice from a guy like me. It's just my two opinion.
And it also allows three pals to get together for a discussion.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
And all right, guys. It's been a pleasure spending some time with you today, and we've got to do it again soon. And
all right.
And if anybody, if you want to catch up on any or all that you haven't downloaded, get over to MitchWonders.com and knock your socks off. And by the way, when you see the subscribe button, don't tap it. Beat the hell out of it. Smash it. Smash the subscribe button.
Gotcha.
All right. See you guys. All Have a good day, man. Peace,
brothers. Turn your carb up. See you guys later.
Yeah, I'm going to go eat about 2 pounds of rice right now. So I got to work out.